Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in Sam Panayotovich, VSiN host, Vegas Sports Information Network. And Sam, a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff, some great games this weekend. I'm very pumped up to see what happens with the Jags and the Patriots, believe it or not. That should be a fun one. I just say that so Kevin can play his Duval.
Morning,
drop,
Sam.
Morning, guys. And Molly, yeah, you did say the Bills were bad. Did you know they were this bad? Whew, they were terrible last week. Buffalo Bills were awful.
God, they're making a quarterback change. That's how bad they were. They're going to try to employ a quarterback.
Hey, Sam, before we get to NFL and college games this weekend, let's take a look at the Cubs because it's a lot of stuff going on with them. You know, coming down the stretch, the Brewer series, the Strope injury. What's the new information? Their win total closed at 94. What are we looking at?
Yeah, so they're 85-61, David. 16 left to go. They have to go 10-6 to go over that win total of 94. Vegas, though, still doesn't seem to be panicking about the bullpen, which I find a little strange because it was the strength of their bullpen at 16, headed by Aroldis Chapman. That's pretty much why they got to the World Series and then why they won the World Series, because they had so many arms in that bullpen. And without Strope now, Brandon Morrow's coming back. He hasn't pitched all that much. He hasn't pitched since July. So the bullpen, to me, is all of a sudden a huge question mark. But Vegas still isn't panicking on the Cubs. Still favored to win the NL Central, minus 225. So you have to lay 225 to win 100. Brewers are plus 175. And then the Cardinals are 9-1. So Cubs are still favored to win the Central. And they're still co-favorites to win the National League pennant, but it's not the Dodgers anymore. The Cubs and the Atlanta Braves are now co-favorites to win the National League.
Wow, that's very curious to me. How are the Brewers? Were they even looked at?
Brewers are 5-1, so the Cubs and the Braves are plus 300, the Dodgers are plus 350, and the Brewers are $5. So you bet 100 on the Brewers to win the pennant, and they make it work, you win 500.
And we talked about the White Sox and their win total, and the gut punch of the Kopech injury seemed to really curtail their winning ways. They went through a 7-game losing streak, and I don't know has any of that changed? Do you still need a pretty good finish here to get to that? What was it, 66.5?
Yeah, open 66.5. Ironically enough, they need the same record as the Cubs to go over their win total. Cubs need to go 10-6 to go over theirs. White Sox need to go 10-6. I think the former is a little bit more realistic than the latter right now. And we talked about this literally a week ago. Sox were 56-84. But then remember, later on that day, they called they announced the news about Kopech. And that was pretty much a needle in the balloon, guys. They're 1-5 since then. And I've talked to a couple of the beat writers and a couple guys on the team. And that place is just crushed right now. That clubhouse is crushed because the future of their rotation is now on the shelf. This year, next year, and it's been a deflating place to come to work every day. And I don't think they're going to go 10-6 their last 16. They have the Indians 6 times and the Cubs 3 times. Good luck with that.
Monday Night Football here at Soldier Field, Sam. The Seahawks come to town. It's not a very good Seahawks team. They have a lot of weaknesses the Bears can take advantage of. At the same time, it's still the Bears. You never know. Young quarterback, developing team, great defense, but you're not sure what you have on offense yet. How do you see this one?
And the question for me, David, is are the Bears more the team that jumped ahead in Green Bay, or are they more the team that fell behind? And I'm a little more glass half full because I think when you really take a step back, the best quarterback maybe ever had to come back and beat them, right? They're up 20-0. I give them the benefit of the doubt here. I look at some of these numbers I found last season for the Bears. In 8 home games, they allowed the third fewest touchdown passes, 6 touchdown passes in 8 games, only 6. They didn't allow much for fantasy for quarterbacks, too. That was without Khalil Mack and without Roquan Smith. And this Seattle offensive line, David, to me, it's the ultimate red flag. And not to mention Russell Wilson holds on to the football more than almost anybody else in the league as well. So when he tries to extend and make plays with his legs, that's fine. But when he rolls out and he sees Leonard Floyd on one end or he sees Khalil Mack on the other, I find it to be a long day for Russell Wilson. And the sportsbooks actually agree. Bears opened up -3, move right away to 3.5. I'm not high on Seattle. I think they're a bottom four team in the league this year, and Russell Wilson is not Aaron Rodgers. He can make a lot of plays, but he's not going to pick you apart down the field with his receivers. And I think we're putting a little bit too much stock into how good Aaron Rodgers is and has been over the years. That was an all-time comeback by an all-time great. And I think the Bears are more the team that got ahead early with a really good defense than they are the one that fell behind.
I hate the hook, though. I hate that they added the hook to that. I feel confident the Bears can cover three, but the hook bothers me.
I don't want to lay 3.5, Molly. Honestly, I want to take the under in this game because you look at where this thing opened up. It's really interesting. Bears and Packers, 24-23. They scored 47. Seahawks and Broncos scored even more. They scored 51. So you look at where this total opened up. They opened in Vegas at 43.5. That looks low. It feels low, right? Guess what? It's being bet even lower now. You've got some 42.5 on the board. So even with a low total with two teams that played in relatively high-scoring games last week, it looks really easy to take the over here. But Vegas always knows what they're doing. These chandeliers don't build themselves. This line was set low. It's going lower. I think this is going to be a game. This could be like 23-17 either way. I like the under more than I like a side.
Sam, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. We don't know how bad his knee is injured. He says he's going to play. We'll wait and see. That was a bad injury. You saw him in a lot of pain. One of the best NFL games this weekend is Vikings-Packers, but his status remains sort of murky, and that's affecting the way bettors are looking at this, isn't it?
Yeah, not only that, David, not how they're looking at it, but also the line. You can't walk into a casino and bet this right now. It's currently off the board. They opened it up. Green Bay opened up -2 at one of the casinos here, the Westgate Superbook. And within probably 60 minutes or less, it swung all the way through zero. It moved 4 points in total. Minnesota got to -2, and then the Golden Nugget took another $10,000 bet on the Vikings. So it was all Vikings. At that point, the bookmakers were like, all right, that's enough. We're taking this off the board. So there is no line right now in Las Vegas. But I do find it interesting. The Westgate Super Contest, they have to put their lines up on Wednesday. Without a line being on the board across town, they threw up Minnesota -7 for their contest, which tells me that they're guesstimating that Aaron Rodgers might not even play. So we're talking about a line that opened up Green Bay -2 with the assumption that Rodgers might go. If he doesn't go, the Vikings are -7, which means he is worth almost 10 points to the point spread if he doesn't go. We probably won't even know, guys, until Sunday morning if he goes or not. But currently in Vegas, can't even bet Packers and Vikings because we don't know about 12.
Your favorite college picks this weekend?
Oh, got to go Purdue. Plug your nose, Molly. You got to plug it and play it. They're 0-2. Nobody wants a piece of them, baby. Nobody wants to take Purdue. Now, remember, they lost a really close game to Northwestern. They lost by a field goal to Eastern Michigan. So the perception on Purdue, they suck, right? They've been in two close games. And now, after being -3, and -14, you can get Purdue at home with their season on the line. David, you play college football. You go 0-2. The third game better be your best effort. It better be your tightest. It's a must-win spot for Purdue. So they don't have to win. All they have to do is cover the 7 against Missouri. It's actually down to 6.5 now. I play at anything under 6. I think Purdue's going to win this game outright, but I want all those points in West Lafayette. Third home game in a row, and nobody else wants to take them. I'm going to jump right in.
Purdue Pete.
Yeah, that's that's interesting, Purdue, because their defense wasn't that bad and wasn't supposed to be that bad. But I was at that Northwestern game, so I saw Northwestern's loss to Duke, and then I came home and I saw what happened to Purdue, and I thought, wow, so much for Northwestern in week one.
Sam's a big Northwestern guy, right, Sam?
I'm a big Northwestern fan. Yeah, meow, 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 meow. I was actually. I was thinking long and hard about this one, too, guys. Ohio State and TCU. I go with my gut when I get spots like this. Anything under 14, I'm going to lay this, too, because I think the talent drop-off between Ohio State and TCU, it hasn't been this massive in a long time. When you think of TCU, people always want to jump to TCU and take the points because they've got a really good coach in Gary Patterson, but they're going with a sophomore quarterback this season, Robinson, who has never seen a defense like this. You're talking about an Ohio State defense that has four first-round guys on the defense. They're going to have four guys in the NFL next year in the first round. Offensively, they've got some weapons here. Why does 42-17 sound good to me? I'm not scared to go on the road. I know Urban Meyer's not calling plays on game day, but let's be real. He's been with them all week in practice. This offense is very good, and I think the Buckeyes have the second-best roster as far as talent goes in the country. I think Alabama's one, Ohio State is two, Clemson is 3. So I have no issue laying anything under 14. I like Ohio State big this weekend.
Sam, thank you. Great catching up.
Thanks, Sam. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Take care.
Sam Panayotovich, Beeson host.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.